So let's see, of those gathered here, how many are traveling for the holiday? Do you have any people? Oh, we got some people traveling for the holiday. So travel mercies to you. Easter is particularly late this year, so I've just noticed more families have been out of town. In my neighborhood, I think there's two families left. It's like a ghost town. So
95 South.
Yeah, 95 South. That's where they were. You're exactly right. Exactly right. So the scripture today has about that Jesus has part of a parade into Jerusalem. So I was thinking about the aspects of parade. Get rained on. There is something that happens, be it a weather event, be it a person, who rains on important events in our life. And I thought about some of them. One I thought about was at Thanksgiving with the Macy's Day Parade, and it's a big deal whether it's going to rain, and especially if there's going to be wind. I mean, it makes national news about whether there's going to be wind for the Macy's Day Parade because the balloons can't fly. We have marathon races, and it rains on their parade if it should rain. Garden shows, our Easter sunrise service. Can you imagine when we have to do that in the pouring down rain? Our yard sale. Pastor Dave prays every year that it won't rain for the yard sale. And it has been only one time, and boy, did it pour. It really rained on our parade this one particular year. I think about weddings. I have fewer and fewer on-site weddings. People like outside venues, which is fine, and I always talk to the couple about, well, you know, there's Mother Nature to worry with as we look at having weddings in vineyards and in barns and farms and all those places. And I say, you know, we've got to be prepared if it rains on our parade that day. Important events in our lives, promotions. I was recalling, I was working for the state of Virginia as an assistant chemist. I was in the water lab. We were the ones who started the Chesapeake Bay studies in the early 80s. And there was a position that opened up in our particular lab from assistant chemist to full chemist. And there were two assistant chemists in that lab, and both of us applied for the job. I did some praying, and I got the job. There was no animosity with the other person that had applied for it, but there were people in our section that really resented that I got the position over the other person. And it created problems so much with one particular person, we had to go to reconciliation. The person just didn't like me for whatever reason it was. He rained on my parade that I had this wonderful promotion to be a chemist for the state of Virginia to make a difference in people's lives in terms of water. And here was this person that just was so resentful and knocked me down every time he could. I couldn't enjoy that position. He was always there making life difficult for me. Here we are with Jesus. It's Jerusalem, and it's a holiday. It's Passover. And so there are thousands of people coming to the city of Jerusalem. Hotels are getting their extra fee. Their hotels are all booked. Restaurants are full. Vendors are full. The streetways are full of people. Thousands of people are there. And we have Jesus coming into town. They hear Jesus is coming. And so they go out to the streets, out to the outside of town. And there they greet him with waving their palm branches. And they shout, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It was a turning point for those persons who were following Jesus. To that point, the people were quiet. They were silent. They were watching Jesus and all that Jesus was doing, but they were quiet. When Jesus argued with the religious authorities, they watched. When Jesus defended the prostitute, they gasped. When Jesus talked to the woman at the well in Samaria, they winced. When Jesus defied the Sabbath laws, they cringed. When Jesus kissed lepers and healed people so that the blind could see, the deaf could hear, they whispered. But now they have come into this parade, and they are so thrilled and exhilarated with Jesus that they shout, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." But you know, in this parade, there was a group of people who wanted to rain on Jesus' parade, and they were called Pharisees. And they have kind of been after Jesus his entire ministry, and they see that Jesus is, he's got the people right in his hands, and they don't know what to do with it. And they go to Jesus and say, "Jesus, make these people stop. Make them shut up. Make them stop." And we don't know the reason for this. There could have been several reasons. They felt afraid of the Roman law and the soldiers. They would be sent to prison. A riot may take place. "Jesus, tell your disciples to stop." And Jesus has a clever response to them. Jesus says, "I tell you, if these people were silent, the stones would shout out." What is so good about Jesus is that in his replies, he does replies that are familiar to the people. He talks about stones. Because when you're seeing Jerusalem, all you see are stones. You see a huge stone wall that is around the city. You see all the buildings that are made of stone. When you're walking, all you see are stones all around you. And he's telling these Pharisees that if these people don't have anything to say, these stones will shout out. There will be other people that will shout out, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." You cannot stop the action of God. Stones. I was thinking about how we are silent. There are stones in our lives that shout out. The homeless who need a place to live are shouting out, "Help." The clients of Homestretch that need help, they are shouting out, "Help." The Ministry of Hope people that we serve, they are shouting out, "Help." And we are called to proclaim Christ and not be silent. So I have in each of our bulletins, it's a picture of a stone. I thought it was a picture of a stone here. And I want you to take a look at that stone. And you can take it home with you or whatever, but, you know, is this you? Maybe you could think about writing on here what you would proclaim of what Christ is in your life. But so many times in our lives, this is our voice, but we're silent. We proclaim Christ, or are we silent? We're going to have the opportunity this week to celebrate Holy Week. On Thursday, with Maundy Thursday, Jesus makes a commandment to love one another. Good Friday, as we hear Doolin disciples talk about how the readings impact their lives and their souls, they will not be silent as we hear these seven persons proclaim. The prayer vigil on Saturday, as we pray silently. And then on Easter Sunday, when we proclaim Christ is risen from the dead. Let us not rain on Jesus' parade this week, but let us proclaim Christ. Let us proclaim the good news and how Christ has changed each of our lives, and let it be a witness to others. Because if we don't do that, we just become a silent stone. But the good news is, others will shout out good news. Let us not be the one who rains on Jesus' parade. Let us not be like those Pharisees. But let us be like that crowd who were changed by the life of Christ and his mission and ministry. And they proclaim, Hosanna. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And that's the good news. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we all say together, Amen.